Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Matt Steinmetz. I call him the Larry Bird of the media.
I wonder why.
Very good. But he's white, but he can ball. He can ball. He's like slow, can't jump, but man, you can't stop him.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru.
Wow.
On 95.7 The Game.
That bothers me, Willard and Grandy. It's
slow
getting worse.
And can't jump.
That's awesome, Steiny. That's on TV.
Let's welcome in Mark Grandy and Mark Willard. It's the crossover.
Don't act like this makes you uncomfortable.
Dude, no, this
doesn't make your day.
I think these are the first accolades I've received.
I know how to handle them.
You handle them with humility.
That's on TV.
White, slow, and can't jump.
Yeah.
I know a thing or two about that.
But you can't stop them.
And that was makes it more impressive.
Got to be able to shoot the rock.
Got to be able to do a lot of different
You're a crafty little player there, huh, Steiny?
Could you defend?
Great team defender.
Okay.
Not great.
Okay.
Not great on point of attack.
Like
team
pods,
help, though.
Like pods, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, not great, great at point of attack.
You take some charges?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you do what the coach asked you to do?
Yes, I did. I'm a company man.
Okay. Yeah. Brian. Brian,
exactly.
Who happened?
Yeah, we just talked to Brian Finneran. He's a former wide receiver, played 9 years with the Falcons, 10 years in the NFL.
I remember Finneran, yeah.
And I said to him, hey, you know, Kyle Shanahan's a coach out here. He's known as a great play caller. That, you know, he's offensive schemer, a lot of pre-snap, you know, motion. If I were to ask you, what does Raheem Morris hang his hat on?
Dude.
What would you say?
Oh, what did he say?
Well, first of all, there was like a 2-second thing, and he goes,
wait till
man,
you hear this.
That's a good question. And then he said he's kind of like a...
He goes, what are the dogs you take on the airplane?
Oh, he said, the comfort.
I said, service animal?
I said, comfort animal. And he goes, yeah, that's what I think.
Wait, a service animal or a comfort,
comfort
animal?
Comfort. Comfort.
Remember during COVID, people were bringing their their animals to the stadium
game,
with them?
Yeah.
Like,
I think
it was anxiety bunny or whatever the hell they were called.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a compliment.
No, it sounded to me like the one thing he was sure of was that Raheem, he's a motivator.
Okay.
You know, he's very encouraging, players coach, but he ran out of.
Yeah. Huh. Then I asked him about Kyle. Stoney, how did he answer that one?
What did he say?
He was like, well, first of all.
No pause either. Just got right into it.
You know, I'm still mad about the Super Bowl. And I can't even talk about it because I get so pissed off.
But he gave him his flowers.
But. This guy's a great You know, he said.
But was he pissed just because of the way the Super Bowl went, or he was saying because of how Kyle called it?
I think both. We didn't get into the specifics.
Okay.
Just clearly he blamed Kyle.
You could tell it was a sore
spot. What happened. But he was very complimentary.
I mean,
that's
Matt,
weird.
Matt Ryan didn't Kyle didn't tell Matt Ryan to take a sack
or fumble.
I know that he called a passing play. He could run it.
You run it, then maybe you know.
Like, it wasn't like, Matt, make sure you take a sack, knock us out of field goal range.
I mean, Raheem Morris is a pretty well respected defensive mind in the NFL.
Well,
that's weird.
Okay, so but then if
now he's a head coach though, Grandy.
Yeah,
and certain organizations
apparently not right.
Right, certain organizations need a certain type of coach at a certain time. Nobody is going to look at Dan Campbell and be like master play caller.
No, at all.
I don't even know what the hell
he's
Dan does.
He's out of control.
But well, yeah. And yeah, some think actually when it does get down to on-field decision making that he's completely out of pocket.
He says go for it on fourth down. Someone else bring up the play call.
But boy, did Detroit need him or what? Right. Like an organization that hadn't ever been to the Super Bowl, they needed somebody to show up and just be like, will you guys stop feeling sorry for yourselves? And it's been great.
Well, I know it's a little bit of a sore subject here, even all these years later, but it's kind of similar to Mark Jackson as head coach of the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Kind of a similar idea.
But as the president of the black coaching delegation, I saw Mark, who I'm a big fan of, in root form. His offense at the end of games was horrible. Dribbled. I've seen Clay instead just – there was and Steve just came in and just – I can see clearly now the rain is like, it's incredible. So,
yeah, but culture changer.
And
yeah. Culture changer.
And some of the offense.
And then sometimes.
So apparently that's who Raheem Morris is.
My gosh.
Sometimes it's kind of like a girlfriend instead of a wife. Like you come in, change the culture, and then you need somebody else to take that new culture and actually refine it.
You've been a talk of the show in the chat and with the. Who? We thought you were coming in hot, you.
Oh.
Because we talked about the lack of clamoring for Brock Purdy to. You know, why aren't we taking calls? I put the flag on. It's got to be because he came back, re-aggravated, and he looked bad. Nobody wants that again. But then we kept going down the road deeper of why have, you know, is there not, we need him back ASAP. Or like, we thought that would set you on fire.
Oh, I've been ready all day. Been ready all day.
Go ahead, unload.
Ready? Who wants to fight me on the idea that Brock Purdy played better last year than Mac Jones is this year? How much do you believe in numbers when it comes to quarterbacks?
It's a lot of it.
Or do we only look at wins and losses?
No, because Mac hadn't been lighting it up. If you look at this
here's what I'll do. I will answer the question with a question. Can someone explain to me? And you're allowed to dismiss this if you want, because everybody gets to use their markers. Can someone explain to me why Brock Purdy's quarterback rating last year is higher than Mac Jones's quarterback rating this year?
No, Stoney, I can't.
No, I can't. But I'm not saying Mac Jones is better.
No, well, yeah, he's not. He's not. And this isn't wrong, but just like anything in life, Mac Jones arrives to the party with a completely different perspective and expectation. And so we see Mac do one thing when he is under the umbrella of being a backup quarterback who we've seen be disappointing in the NFL. And then he is outplaying expectations.
I mean,
and
just killing him.
He's balling. He's balling. But Brock Purdy is coming back from a year of back-to-back trips deep into the playoffs. Mm. And all the talk is you're about to get a massive life-changing contract. And so then when he goes out and does the exact same thing, we go, dude, what happened to you? You suck. But
the bars are high.
And wins and losses, I will forever argue, are partially the quarterback and partially many, many other
Unless
things.
Unless you're Jimmy Garoppolo, because they hated on him when it went his way.
So when Mac Jones wins a game against Arizona 16-15.
But they should have lost.
But Brock Purdy loses a game in L.A., whatever the hell the final score was, 31-28, and Ronnie Bell drops a perfect pass, we go, Brock Purdy went 0-1. And Mac Jones went 1-0. And Mac Jones, without start.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ours is balling out. Brock Purdy last year, same thing, no stars. So I heard your caller today say, man, Brock needs all the stars. But Mac, look what he's doing without the stars.
Right, right. Well, I remember the call.
If you like quarterback rating, your answer is he's doing actually worse. He's doing worse than what Brock Purdy did last.
Well, much like
and
you.
And that's only one stat.
Much like numbers you look past wins and losses as a quarterback statistic.
I look past it.
Well, but you, it's not the end all be all.
It's not Sharpie.
And I would say that quarterback rating is also not the end all be all in terms of how a quarterback is playing.
So much of that is said you could disagree.
Situational. And you're down because your defense can't get a stop, so you got to force the ball. You're throwing it into harm's way. It's a 4th and 5. Max got to throw the ball. Might as well throw it into a tough spot because if you don't complete it, it's a turnover on downs anyway. Like, so much of this is situational. And to me, I feel like Mac Jones has played, one, it's better than expectation for Mac, but it's also, in my mind, I don't care what QBR says, better than Brock has played in his most recent starts. And it's as simple as that for me.
That's probably fair.
Because people are going back to 24, Will. And what was your nugget you had, Steiny, from the Christmas game?
If you take it from the Baltimore game 2 years ago, yeah, it doesn't look good.
No.
Almost like a one-to-one touchdown to turnover ratio.
I'm not big on that, though, because that's such a – that now, see, that's a huge sample. And I would argue there's all kinds of twists and turns there. So the Baltimore
game. First of
all,
if you go the game before, he had 4 touchdowns, no pick.
Right. And the Baltimore game was truly bad. And then what happened after that is pretty much you're going into the playoffs.
Correct.
You're going into games that are not needed in the regular season. Then you're going into the playoffs. This is the absolute best competition. And I don't remember Brock being awful in those playoffs. I remember 2 fourth-quarter come from behind wins.
Green Bay, Detroit.
And then I remember a Super Bowl where he was not great, but he was solid and not certainly what I would point to as to why they lost the football game in overtime against the Chiefs. I didn't think there's anything embarrassing about that playoff run. And then last year, we hang 6-11 around him, which is funny because he wouldn't even play in 2 of the losses. But also, again, that's where I go to this, the wins and losses thing. If Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes play a game that's 41-38, we give one of them a loss. That's stupid. That's great quarterback play. That's and vice versa. If you win a game night, like Bo Nix in London, I don't know if y'all slept through it.
No, I was up.
The New York Jets played high school football for
-10 yards
for an hour
and almost won.
And Bo Nix won 13-11, and Bo Nix won. He won the game. So that's all. That's all I'm saying. Of course there's context to all of this. And has Brock struggled more in his last whatever handful of starts than he did his first 2 years? Sure. Mm. And is that contextual with injuries around him and injuries to himself? Sure, that's part of it. Same thing Mac's dealing with, though. Injuries around him, injuries to self. Mac's been awesome.
Imagine where you Mac's guys would be without him.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Mac's been awesome, but if this were going to be the rest of the year and Brock were going to miss the rest of the year, I mean,
because he got sacked 6 times.
That'd be a huge
problem.
He's
not mobile.
That'd be a huge problem.
They got the fake Dan Dibley in the chat. It says Mac Jones, Willard, with a higher QBR this year than Brock last year.
Incorrect. That is factually incorrect. Brock Purdy's QBR last year, and this is quarterback rating.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, but QBR, which is a different stat, Brock is also in Brock's favor. Quarterback rating last year for Brock Purdy, 96.1. Quarterback rating for Mac Jones this year is 93.7. Mac Jones is ranked 20th in the league this year. So if Brock Purdy were 20th in the league, we'd be like, he ballin'. No, we would not.
So do you feel there's something or momentum for Brock? Excuse me, for Mac, or is it just like what we talked about and all the people got their opinion, Grandy, that there's nothing going on here, but when Brock is ready to come back, here go the keys?
I think so, yeah. You think there's a controversy?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't. And I believe because they put a ring on his finger, even if you wanted to have one, it's shut down because you married him.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. Absolutely. Whatever. I mean, I think he needs to come back now. Like,
what if he aggravates something?
What you guys threw out to begin the show, I think, is an interesting question, because there isn't a lot of clamoring for Brock to come back ASAP. But with the way the offensive line is, I don't think Mac can survive it. You need a guy that's mobile. Wow. And I'm not, I don't want Brock to go around playing hero ball, because I think that's what's gotten him into trouble. But you need someone that can extend the play a little bit. And Mac can't do that.
But what if we see another Jacksonville Willard and Stoudy of, he had a bad performance? It happens. Oh, it's because of the toe. Then where do you go as far as how long do you sit him?
Yeah, that's
why I like what they're – keep him out so at least you know we kept him out 4 weeks.
Well, I mean, but you could say that forever. Like, I don't know what the day is.
That is, man.
It's on all of them to figure out when he's going to come back to not get re-hurt again.
Or can you avoid that? You know what? That's possibility.
Never for sure.
Yeah.
I sort of mean that in terms of re-injury. Like, if it's the same injury. Any injury could happen at any time. But if you come back and immediately aggravate it just because of running, then they made a mistake.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studio.
Damn, Will, you would call it a mistake? Because they can't look into the toe and tail. Purdy can do what he did before Jacksonville.
Well, right, but
guys, I feel like I can go, and then you go out there and it's like, oh, hell, but you would call it a mistake?
Probably, because again, like, so does that mean then that he misses 5 more games if he comes back for a game?
That, man.
I think this is a pivot point this weekend, I think.
How so?
John Lynch has already publicly changed his stance on the trade deadline from last week to this week, which is not surprising to me. Fred Warner's hurt. And they, in my opinion, they would be
fools.
Mismanagement for them to go sacrifice draft assets to chase this year. But if you're 5-2, you're kind of pushing toward, like, it's just like the baseball. The baseball trade deadline. You have to earn your trades.
And the Buster Niners went the other way.
Right, because they lost the right to
You think he regressed it, though?
Buster?
Yeah.
No. I don't. You know what I mean? Like that, yeah. I don't think that they would have gotten over the top necessarily if they hadn't made the moves or whatever. But anyway, like I think the Niners need to re-earn the idea of an addition. And this week is the huge. This is the last time you're home until literally moments before the deadline.
When you say re-earn an addition, do you mean like a big addition, a rental addition, or you just mean any kind of addition? Because even if say they win 2 of their next 3 and they go into the trade deadline and they're like, all right, we're going to give up an early draft pick for a rental of Trey Henderson. That, to me, still doesn't feel like they're suddenly a Super Bowl contender.
No, I think that's off the table 100%.
Mm. So when you talk about an addition, you just mean a lower scale or maybe one that has a couple years on their deal.
There's
still
two things that I would eliminate already with the Fred Warner injury. Number one,
rentals.
So this year only. Number two, first and second round draft
picks. Makes sense.
No.
You got to ride this
off the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
what are they even earning? They're not earning a whole lot then.
Well, no, most trades aren't first and second. Like, that's you know what I mean? Deadline deals for first and second rounders, that's very rare to begin with. But so,
what was the McCaffrey? I mean, I know it wasn't a first round pick, but it was
I think it was 2, 3, 4, 5.
So,
for a Christian flipping McCaffrey.
Yeah, Trey Hendrickson is on the same, like, plane in terms of quality of player around the league. Tonight.
Except Christian obviously came within a contract extension. Mm-hmm. I don't think that would be on the table for Trey.
But if you get someone of McCaffrey's caliber, would you be willing to part with a second, third, fourth, whatever it was?
If I was going to get him long term?
Yeah.
I mean, in theory, I would, but I don't think the Niners are interested in more big long term contracts right now. Don't you think?
I'm just trying to suss out what it is that they can still earn, because it doesn't feel like there's a whole lot out there for them to do if they're not going to be fishing in the deep end.
Well, what's it going to take to want to get one of those guys out of Miami? What's it going to take to get Jalen Phillips or Bradley Chubb?
I have no idea.
Fourth rounder?
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head.
I do that.
Miami might not, but you could be right.
Miami.
They're in trouble.
To apologize, Steiny.
So anyway, how you doing, Larry?
Larry, I'm
5 minutes away from getting out of here.
I can tell.
I'm in a really good mood.
Okay.
7 minutes.
We won't mess with that.
Maybe five because we have a meeting.
I'm not going to mess with your mood.
But where's he going
Although
with
your mood is your responsibility.
And your point is well taken.
Okay.
It's very well taken. But my numbers have Purdy's quarterback rating last year at 64.8.
So that's QBR. That's different QBR. Than quarterback rating.
No, QBR is quarterback rating.
No, passer rating is quarterback rating. QBR is the ESPN analytic.
Doesn't QBR stand for quarterback rating?
There are two different stats. If you go to the stat page, you'll see rating, and then you'll see QBR.
Yeah, both.
They're two different things. Passer rating is the thing that's been around for years and years and years. QBR is something that ESPN developed like,
and you're
I don't
using
know,
it. You're
within
using
the last
the
decade. You could use either one. Either one.
Well, I just went to Pro Football Reference.
Okay.
And whatever their QBR has Jones at 66.9 through four games this year, and Purdy at 64.8 last year.
I've got Jones' QBR at 52.7 this year. I'll check my...
I'm pretty sure the two numbers are passer rating and QBR, which is the same as quarterback rating.
They're not the same. Just trust me. QBR is something that ESPN developed within the last decade or so, decade plus. Trust me, if you go to ESPN.com right now, you'll see two different columns.
Rating, they got them both there.
Rating, it'll just say RTG, and then the next one over is going to say QBR. And Mac Jones' adjusted QBR this year is 52.9.
What you have, Stani?
I'm just looking. See, I'm not looking at it the same place. I'm looking at Football Reference.
Numbers are numbers.
And here's what it says for QB.
Yeah.
It says QBR, ESPN's total quarterback rating calculated since 2006.
Okay. So, yeah.
So
sorry,
that,
I said 10 years. It's
that
been about 20.
One, Mac Jones is slightly higher.
Than what?
Than Purdy.
No. Mac Jones, QBR, this year, 52.9. Brock Purdy, last year, 64.8. I'm on ESPN, and they're the ones who developed QBR. But QBR is ESPN's stat. And I'm on ESPN. Here, no, show me your computer. Here, give me your computer again. No, I know.
No, we got it.
where are you looking?
Oh, my God.
Right there. But they do have the two columns, Grandy.
66.9. Yeah.
Numbers are numbers.
Okay.
Well, apparently they're not.
One of the websites is wrong, and one of them's right.
Willard, you get to the bottom of it.
Willard, you're on the ESPN NFL Player Passing Stats 2025. That's the page you're on?
Correct.
Okay. If you hover over the far right column, rating, RTG, that's passer rating.
Correct. The one next to it is ESPN's adjusted analytic QBR,
which is quarterback rating.
No, they're not the same thing. It is a further adjustment.
Yes, they are.
Now, why would the number be completely different?
Because RTG, rating, is passer rating.
Passer rating.
Which just is statistics. Just is passing yards, completion percentage, touchdowns, and interceptions.
It is an algorithm, yes.
QBR takes into account that plus...
Do whichever one you want. They both come to the same conclusion.
I'm just telling you that QBR
Mark's point
and
is
quarterback
well taken.
Rating is... This. Shut
point
up,
is still well
You
want
to call it passer rating. I've been alive pretty long. It's always been quarterback rating. Then ESPN 19 years ago came in and went, we'll call it QBR. Yeah,
but yours is not showing any. Stani's
it's saying
is showing
the same
something
thing.
Different.
Yeah, now that's a whole
but
issue.
But you're at Football Reference.
Right. He's at Pro Football Reference. I'm on ESPN.com. The numbers don't match. So
I got you. Hey, Grandy, I hear what you're putting down.
We're gonna have to. Yeah.
Mark, your point is well.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, didn't you have a gripe with Stani today?
No, he doesn't. He does not have a gripe with me today.
He's in a good mood.
I did.
Off. I did.
Stani trying to get to the
Save
TV,
it for tomorrow.
Man.
Well,
Larry's trying to get to the TV.
You took credit for our interviews, but it's fine. You always
Which one?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You did the whole Mark Schlereth, TJ Hushman's out of thing. And you're like, we had Mark Schlereth on this week. We had TJ Hushman.
That's not a
All right.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Petty King.
I can live with
Petty
that.
Petty King. Of course you can. All I wouldn't have said it out loud
if
you couldn't.
That's not going to.
Why do you think Jimmy Butler doesn't like this bobble?
I was kidding.
I think Jimmy loves Buddy.
Yeah. You know, you talk for 4 hours. Some people. Misconstrue, and sometimes, you know.
You need a nickname for these two. Butler healed.
They got something.
We need a nickname for these two. We got to work on that.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to work on that between now and the next time I come into 95.7 again.
That's an early departure. I'm disappointed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.